Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 31st, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, B. Steve.
Hey, good evening, Antoine.
So, how are you doing?
Very good.
Good. So, no Paul with us tonight. His second child came to the world.
Yeah, I guess we can say that.
So, he has his hands busy in diapers, so can't handle the microphone for now. So we will be doing the news together, or either with I'll be doing them either with Steve or Yom for the next couple weeks, or probably more.
Or months, or years. We don't know. How well it goes with Paul and his second child.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted. So, regular format, non-crowdfunding news first, and then the Kickstarter stuff. So, we'll jump in right in with the non-crowdfunding news. First up, by Mindwork Games, we have The Blood Reaper on pre-order. This is a kind of cartoony model. It's a big scale 75mm scale of a pirate, maybe? Fantastic pirate?
Yeah. You can say that. He has a monkey on his... it's not a monkey. I thought it was a monkey on the staff. But he had a monkey on his shoulder, actually.
Small water creature, lizard creatures.
Yeah, it looked like a monkey on the small preview. Mm-hmm. And he has a lantern on the back hanging from a...
And he's carrying a box on his back with some tentacles coming out of it.
Yeah.
So, lots of extra bits on
and
that
details.
Guy. Yeah. So, it's a big model. The price tag goes with it at 40 euros. But for 75mm scale, that's pretty good. So this one is on pre-order until the date of the release. After that, it's going on a regular sale and will start shipping in the second week of February.
And it's, not to mention, it's a limited edition to 250 copies. So if you want to get your hands on that one, don't wait too long because you're going to miss out. Next item in the news is the Mirsch miniature Bane Legion and Darkland release for this month. They have several release announced, a couple of unit, and three big monster. There's a giant mammoth, a chaos giant, and another great wing demon. The big monsters are from their Kickstarter, Bane Beast Kickstarter that was held a couple of years ago. And the mammoth, we've checked before recording, and the mammoth and the giant are really, really big.
Yeah, the mammoth with his trunk goes up to about 10 inches tall.
So a big miniature come with a big price tag, though. It's the mammoth is 166 pound, so it's not on the cheap side, and the giant is 114 pounds. So, but they're
not cheap, but really, really nice minis.
Yeah, lots of detail. The mammoth is really well detailed. All the mount is sculpted inside, and because we saw more pictures from the Kickstarter, and there's lots of details everywhere, and the fur is really nicely sculpted.
Yes. So all of this is on pre-order until next week, going on an official release on February 4th. Next up, we have, by Core Visibly, the Infinity February releases. So, different stuff. The Order Sergeants for Panasonic, the Rachel Pilot for the Combine, and also the Syndron, maybe? Looks like another of the alien model. It's an ancillary remote unit. We have a Guilla pilot. I don't know for which faction that works. Miranda Ashcroft. And lastly, the Akislam starter pack, the new one. So, as usual, really nice minis.
Yeah, the Miranda mini is really nice. And she's standing like on a rock or something like that.
Active pose.
Yeah, exactly. Dynamic and ready to kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
And next we have some Pulp Monster from the Pulp City January release. There's several releases as well for them. We have for the Red Republic a couple of things. Professor Hammer, Sputnik, Siberian Shnitshinka. I don't know.
Something
my Russian.
Like that.
Yeah. And Red Robot, which are pretty...
they're the minions, the little generic guys.
Yeah, Sputnik remind me a bit of Mordok from Marvel.
Yeah.
Kind of. And also we have two powerhouse models as well this week. This month, sorry.
The first is Antian. It's a what they called Supreme Genesis. It's during the Supreme Edition. They had backer created models, and this is one of them.
And also the other one, it's 6 feet under, and I think it's a resculpt.
A resculpt of a smaller model.
So this is from Pulp City. I'll leave you the next one because it's more in your alley.
Pulp City was too.
Yeah, I know.
So, by Privateer Press, we have new releases for War Machine and Ords. So, first up, we have Sovereign Tristan Durant for the Protectorate of Minot. It's the Tristan II Warcaster's Cult. It was already released, but pre-released at some events, and now it's going on official release. We also have Elias, the second Colossal Warjack for Retribution. And lastly, we have a Tarn Wolfrider Champion, a new solo for Circle or Burrows.
See, you did it much better than I would have done. I would have done a white guy with a staff, big white thing, and a chick riding a wolf. So, see?
Yeah. You could also have read the same thing I read that's written on the pictures.
Next up, we have from Reaper Miniatures. Some 25th anniversary miniatures release. There's two miniature. There's Domur, the Eye Mage, and also the Grim Reaper, actually.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper won't be available. Well, you'll have one day to get it. For the 25th anniversary, they are doing a special miniature every month. So Reaper was the general release, so you can order him until January 1st at 11:59 p.m. So, not much chance. And Domur, the Eye Mage, is the February model. It's a resculpt of an already existing character in the Reaper line. In this case, and I think it will work the same way, for every model during the month, you can also get them free when you purchase $40 in your local currency. So you can pay for them or you can get them free by ordering more. And there will be a new sculpt every month.
So we'll have something to talk all year long about Reaper.
Yep. So that's it for the non-crowdfunding news. So we'll jump right in into the Kickstarter and other crowdfunding news. First one we have by Gunmeister Games, Judgment, a MOBA-inspired 54mm miniature game. So this is, like the title say, a MOBA game, a MOBA board game with miniatures. 54mm miniatures are pretty big for board games. So from what I've seen, you only have the characters in miniatures, though.
But the miniature we saw, well, the one we saw in the Kickstarter looks really good, and yeah. It's 54mm, so they could be fun to paint, and because they're gonna be bigger than the standard 28mm we mostly paint for gaming.
Mm-hmm. And they're really really characterful.
Yeah, exactly. The guy holding the book and the staff is really nice with all the kind of crystal growing on him.
Mm-hmm.
And the orc one as well.
The rogue?
Orc, like jumping on the stone.
It's unusual model for an orc.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's cool.
So looks promising.
This Kickstarter is halfway, a bit over halfway funded. Their goal is $45,000 Australian dollars, and they're about at $25,000, and they are going until February 24th.
And you can also see a preview of the rules as well on the Kickstarter page.
Yes.
And the next one is from Gribou Games. It's fantasy football. So we have Florence Knight, Bretonians, and Human.
Small, tiny corrections for IP infringements. It's Bretonin.
Oh, sorry.
And
sorry.
Not Bretonians.
See? Force of habit.
Yeah. So Gribou are specialized in Blood Bowl proxies. And this is a new team of Bretonian Knights.
Not Blood Bowl. You mean fantasy football.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said proxies. They're not Blood Bowl models. They're Blood Bowl proxy models. And they're looking really good.
Yeah.
And especially like the Knights.
And the cheerleaders as well.
Yeah. I like the concept of the yeomen with the half shields.
Yeah.
So... some of their models come with two half shields that they can interlock together by putting both of the pieces in front of them. It's a cool concept. So lots of models and a lot of stuff already unlocked, and they have a ton more add-ons coming. So, and other new models, like they have extra knights sculpts that will be unlocked as it goes. They already have unlocked the three cheerleaders, some markers, special balls, a special knight kicker for your first turn when you do it.
And also, it's you have to note that you can with a pledge, some pledge you can either go resin or metal. So if you prefer resin, there's an option for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
For painting.
Yeah. So. This one is already funded. They had a small goal of 2,000 euros. They're at 27,000, so way over their goal. They still have about a month left. They will be funding on February 27th. And that's it. A pretty short week. Not much stuff. A lot of historical, which we don't cover, so that makes it easy for us. Okay. So anything to add, Steve?
Nope. Not much.
then thanks a lot for coming and subbing in.
Well, anytime you need a substitute co-host, just let me know and I'll be there if I'm not asleep on the couch.
Yeah, for sure. So that's it. Bye, geeks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. you can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.